USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Super Bowl 54 now in the history books. In Miami, the Kansas City Chiefs beat the San Francisco 49ers 31-20 in a big comeback in the fourth quarter. Head coach Andy Reid winning his 222nd game on 2-2 of 20. It's his first Super Bowl win.
Well, it's been very unfair from the day I won.
Pre-Super Bowl, President Trump sitting down for an interview with Sean Hannity on Fox. The president asked about the impeachment matter.
And I really say from far before the day I won, from the day I came down the escalator with our future First Lady who's doing such a good job, it probably started from there. It's been a very, very unfair process. The Mueller report, or Russia, which was total nonsense. It was all nonsense, the whole thing.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. rootwall.com.
There is an eighth confirmed case of the coronavirus here in the United States, a male college student in Massachusetts. More than 14,000 cases worldwide. More than 300 people have died now in China. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo visiting Kazakhstan as the country shares a 1,000-mile border with China. He's there discussing the coronavirus.
The United States Center for Disease Control and Prevention maintains a presence in your country here in Kazakhstan. We're helping your Ministry of Health track potential cases, and we're translating our CDC guidelines into Russian for your government.
And Pompeo telling reporters,
just as we've gone to great lengths to help Americans afflicted by the virus, so too will we go to great lengths to help our friends here in Kazakhstan deal with it. It's the right thing to do, and we'll continue to provide assistance as long as you should need it.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
One of the Democrats trailing in recent polls of Iowa caucusgoers, promising to press on regardless of how things turn out Monday night in the state. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Most recent polls in Iowa have Amy Klobuchar with about 15% support, putting her behind candidates Biden, Sanders, Warren, and Buttigieg. But then again, the rest of the hopefuls are down at 1 or 2%. Klobuchar says it's way too early for her to consider packing it in.
I'm going to New Hampshire no matter what. There's a debate. I'm on the debate stage. I've got the endorsements of every major paper in New Hampshire. And so, of course, I'm going there. We have a strong operation there and then going beyond.
She was speaking on Fox News Sunday. I'm Chris Barnes.
Turns out college students may be left out of the 2020 census, USA Radio's John Hunt explains.
A student privacy law will complicate the U.S. Census Bureau's ability to get complete information about students living in college-run housing for the nation's headcount, according to the warning the U.S. Department of Education has sent to universities. Because of the decades-old privacy law, university administrators will not be able to disclose students' sex, race, or Hispanic origin, if asked. The 2020 count will help determine the allocation of $1.5 trillion in federal spending dollars and how many congressional seats each state gets. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.